left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Oh, God. Is it going?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to boys, Mike and Frank from the Half Past Sheep Podcast.
Frank and Mike.
We're here for an Easter special, even though Easter's about to end in an hour and a half.
Hey, hey, hey. It's not the point. It's not the end. It's the journey. What? What the fuck did you just say? What the fuck did you just say? Do it. Say it. Say it, motherfucker.
I said, hey, it's for horses.
Why?
But that's a great quote. Tony Stark, 2019.
I don't think that was from Tony Stark at any point in his career.
Not that.
I thought you were talking about Hayes for Horses.
Yeah.
In Endgame, Thanos is just like, Hayes. Like, snapped Hayes for Horses.
Do you ever see that fucking YouTube video, just the right height, no bucket required?
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
Yeah, you've showed it to me like 20 times. Like,
oh, my God. It's a great
3
video.
Years ago.
This guy basically fucks horses, and he's like, yeah, she just the right height, no bucket required.
Oh, God. It's fuck awful. The horse. It's so fucking sick.
On brighter topics, though, guess what?
What?
You're not going to believe it.
Chicken butt? I'm sorry, I'll stop talking.
I'll stop doing that.
Agreed.
Guess it, bro. You won't even believe it.
I don't even know what to guess. Like, I don't even know where to begin. There's so many different things that it could be.
We had 700 followers on Instagram.
Congratulations!
Woo! 700!
Thank you, Keith. Love you, brother.
Go get a drink, Keith. Go get a drink.
Go get it. But yeah, I mean, fuck, 700. And how many, we're like, what, 4 months in?
Oh, yeah.
Not even? Not even 4 months in?
We didn't carry the one. We're like 3 months in.
No, wait, we started like
3 months, because 12 episodes would be 12 weeks divided by four, which is four.
Bro.
4 weeks in a month, 3 months.
You didn't carry the one hard enough.
Oh, shit, you're right, it's four. Excuse me.
Fuck.
Carry the one hard enough. Jesus Christ. Put it down. Put that down, sir.
Dude, the jack can't resist.
Jesus. We need to loosen up a little bit today. I was marching around the room, getting the blood flowing. We're good.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, we recorded a bit before this and it was god-awful. So we had to get vibing. Yeah. So we started sprinting around the room. I put my podcast hat on. We took a swig of some lemonade. There's actually lemonade on this table.
Yeah,
and some jelly beans.
Simply lemonade.
Jelly
by the way,
beans. Hey, we got some jelly beans for
Please
Easter.
Don't rattle that. That probably sounds awful.
Yeah. It sounds like a fucking instrument or something.
If you guys want that lost first half of the episode, by
no,
all means,
you don't want it.
Donate to Patreon, like and comment.
Hell
on
yes.
Subscribe.
Dude.
Subscribble, man. Subscribble. Ring the bell as well.
It's also known to be a cure for coronavirus. So
oh, yeah.
Subscribe
yeah.
to us.
Yeah.
Your cure.
Half-Past Sheep subscription, you know, pays the bills, you know, for you. Not for us, I'm saying. Pays medical bills for your coronavirus.
No, it's a proven fact.
Oh yeah,
for
right.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
9 out of 10 dentists recommend it.
10 out of 10 gynecologists.
The only
10 out of 10 gynecologists recommend it.
Yeah, my gyno recommended this.
Fuck.
Oh shit.
In greater news.
Oh.
I did post a little poll on Instagram.
Fuck
later
yeah.
this week. Not this poll.
No, not that poll. Okay, yeah. Good.
Batman is better than Daredevil. Go check out the Instagram.
Fuck you.
It's not this one.
Daredevil's a better
Half-Past
character.
Half-Past Sheep Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. If you haven't, join us. Help us reach 800. We're trying to reach that 1K goal, if you know what I'm saying.
I need actually 1K on YouTube.
It's my credo.
Dude, we need to watch Real Millers. What a great... Sorry, excuse me.
What the fuck?
I don't know what just happened to me.
We need to watch. Excuse me.
We need to watch Real Millers, though, because it's a great movie.
Yeah,
it's so hilarious. Oh, God.
No regrets. That's my credo.
That's my credo. You know what I'm saying?
But fuck. Oh. We need to stop ever bringing that up. That was like a horrifying mistake we did in episode three, and now we're never going to bring it up again.
Exactly.
But
we're going to bring it up like 20 times in the future.
So I posted Xbox or PS4.
Oh, you mean PS5.
Well, I mean, like, I couldn't write PlayStation out because it was too long.
Could have just been PS, and people would have understood.
Well, whatever, dude.
Sorry.
PlayStation or Xbox, bro?
Xbox, homie.
All our fans chose PlayStation. We had two Xbox fans.
That's it? Out of how many, though, like, in total?
I think it was about, like, 400.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because we're popping on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Obviously. That's, like, maybe a quarter of our views.
Yeah, something like that, you know?
Yeah, dude, we get... I mean, we're still on the hunt for that dollar in ad revenue because we're trying to get those hot Cheetos.
Them flaming hot sauce.
We are literally like 15 cents away as of right now. And it actually says that the 123 went into your account.
Oh, did it?
Or it's transferred over.
Where is it? Because I don't think I got it.
I don't know, but one day
you're gonna hear the podcast just start with and you'll fucking know. Yep. You will fucking know. We are hot chips.
You'll know you're a true fan if you know what's going on.
We're
going
to put up a poll of chips once this happens.
Dollar
chips.
Yeah,
see what kind of chips you guys are.
Yeah, then next we're going to buy like a drink or something.
Oh, yeah.
Very well
spent. I don't know what. Maybe RC or some shit. I don't know.
Probably like an Arizona or something. The classic dollar.
Yeah, but RC's a dollar as well.
True that. The best dollar snack was the 2-for-1 honey bun deal.
Oh, I was literally just about to say that, dude. The honey buns? Fucking amazing. My dad used to go to the store and be like, some honey buns? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, of course I want some. Dude. He's like, 2 for $1. I'm like, give me 5. Even though that doesn't equal 6, or it doesn't equal the fucking thing.
Well, he would you get 1, and you would get 5 then.
Exactly. See, perfect, yeah.
But what I would do is I'd walk home, I'd cop in Arizona, 2 honey buns is $2. That's my afternoon snack right there at the gas station down the alley. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Joey, I'm going to the fucking gas station down the alley.
It was actually ran by a bunch of Arabs, and I remember I moved away.
Oh,
and then
guys?
I came back one day, they're like, damn, your ass grow. I don't know why I gave them that accent. Yeah, like, you have grown, man.
No, yeah, it's probably a little bit closer.
Yeah, but...
What a nice gentleman. I remember those guys.
They're cool. Guys, I mean, they cool. got busted for selling illegal vapes to underage
kids. Did they
kids
really? I mean, to be fair, times. I've seen people just go in there and fucking ask for anything. They're just like, yeah, here you go. I've seen, like, literally, like, a 15-year-old kid go in there and ask for cigarettes. They're like, here you go. I'm like,
oh. I'm 25. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. Fucking vape.
But.
Xbox or PS4, homie?
I told you Xbox, homie.
Don't hate us, guys. Majority of you guys like PlayStation, but we are Xbox guys all the way.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I
new console for PlayStation 4 or 5 looks fucking awful.
Listen, they didn't show the official console. The fan art looks awful.
Their controller is got... The thing I posted on Instagram was like an edited black version of it.
That looks cool.
It looks cool. The white and blue one looks...
It looks like an Xbox controller is wearing an apron. Like, who the fuck...
It looks honestly like a 360 controller with an apron on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can give it... I can completely agree with that.
Dude. I hate people that are like, Xbox users are gay. We got the straight joysticks. Y'all got the crooked ones. Y'all are gay.
The crooked ones are so much better.
So much better. Are you kidding me? So much better.
Okay, like...
When do you ever hear of someone playing on the PC with a PS4 controller?
Yeah, I don't hear that.
Always buy Xbox controllers.
I always hear Xbox controllers.
That's why.
For sure. And the reason, because if you really think about it, it's easier to play... side-scrolling, excuse me. Sorry, I had to snap. I had to give myself a poet snap to cheer myself on. The reason you hear of people like using the D-pad is mostly with side-scrolling games. The side-scrolling games is easier to use a D-pad with, obviously, because you're really only doing 2 directions and then jumping, obviously. Yeah. But 3D is so much easier with it fucking up in the mainstay place, which is right where your thumb usually rests.
I agree. And, I mean... Would you rather get a fucking 2000s ripoff of a game station in the PS5?
Game station.
Or the slick, classic, modern.
Oh, yeah.
What is the new Xbox called?
Xbox Series X.
Oh!
I will say the name's kind of stupid. I can't lie about that.
Oh!
The only reason I think it's kind of interesting, because I think I know where they're going. They're thinking about making it more modular. So, like, let's say, I want a stronger or weaker Xbox. You could buy pieces and throw that piece in to make it stronger. That's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting.
It is cool, actually. So you can kind of like build an Xbox like a PC.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they're trying to make it more like a PC, which is interesting, and that's why I think they're mixing everything.
It's so cool. I fucking hate... PC gaming is cool. I don't really hate this. It's just kind of like a meme and sorts of like...
PC Master Race. You can't
beat me, PC Master Race. It's like, bro, I can beat you with my $200 console.
Do you remember that time we were playing Sea of Thieves? And those fucking PC nerds. Do you remember that? We were playing, right in the beginning of Sea of Thieves with the Hungering One update where you had the fucking Megalodons coming in.
Dude, Sea of Thieves has gotten a lot better. Can we stop right there before we talk about this?
Continue.
Sea of Thieves is such a good game.
It's so good. In the beginning, I will say it was kind of bare bones, like there wasn't too much to do, dude, but now it's so great. Do you remember
the
day
me and you hopped on for the Megalodon update? Me and him
This
played.
Is the same day!
It was such a good day. That was like top 10 best days of my life. I have a picture of all of us at the end, everyone that survived, because we were, no joke, with at least like 60 people.
Oh yeah, easily.
Fighting the Megalodon, a new update.
It was at the very least, it was like 20 or 30.
We all went there together, and then we went, got all the things together, and we fought the Megalodon together. A ton of people died, but everyone that survived, we all went to an island, and all fucking, like, took a giant photo together, and it was the most purest, and we made friends. I mean, I never talked to any of those guys again, but that was such a great moment, and we need to install that game and play it.
I still have mine installed.
I took it off because I needed room.
We were all on the galleon at the end, our own galleon. Everybody jumped on that shit. Fuck, dude. ESO's trash. It's actually not trash, but...
It's whatever.
It's just, you need to pay for the good stuff. Whatever. But anyway, so my story. We literally were like playing Sea of Thieves with the same guys. At the end, I think it was just a team of four of us at that point. We're like, yeah, fuck it. We'll like could do some fucking treasure chest fucking searching, whatever it was. And we were fighting this other galleon, and they're, like, already, like, Pirate Legends. By the way, this is when the game first came out, and Pirate Legends were fucking hard to get to. And they were... it took, like, forever. I remember. Like, you had to be living in, your mother's basement to get to it.
Yeah, it would take, like, about, like, 8 to 9 hours a day of work to get to this level at this
and
point.
And they were, like...
if you're a YouTuber, I get it. If you're just some fucking guy...
They were all, like, get off our game. Go back to Fortnite. Get out of here. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
And the only reason we lost is because our internet was literally dying. So, like, we both, like, lagged out.
Also, they were, like, fucking pirate legends.
They were all pirate legends. It was so stupid. They were the worst people I've ever met in that game.
Go back to Fortnite.
I was like, oh, Jesus.
Bro, the one thing I will say I don't like about it as much, and I think they have added more stuff in, is I loved the Kraken. I thought the Kraken was so fun, and it was like you couldn't beat the Kraken pretty much.
Yeah, you can beat it now.
It's like impossible. It's
easy, yeah. You could beat it. Not
it might
easy.
Be easier now, but
right.
Back before then it was so hard. Yeah. And then you died, and then it was like whatever, you don't see the Kraken for another like 200 days.
Back then... that was also when they had it where the Kraken didn't drop anything. So like even if you beat it, you're like, cool, I beat it. Like, do I get anything for this? Do I get any treasure? Anything? Before that, it was literally nothing. But now they added it to where you actually, like, it drops, like, treasure and shit. So it's kind of cool. Same with the Megalodons.
They have multiple Megalodons now, right? So, this Megalodon coming back kind of, like, released multiple Megalodons.
They have different, because they have, like, the Queen, the Hungering One. They have Shadow Jaw or something like that.
The Hungering One is the hardest one to find. That's already dead. Right?
That's the one that we found, that we killed. But the hardest one to find is actually super rare. I think it's like Shadow Maw or something like that. I haven't even found it. And I've played like a lot more since we've played. And that's like the last one that I need to get the last combination to be like, yeah, I beat that bitch.
Damn.
But we need to play because you haven't played since the quests have come up. They have story quests now.
That's cool.
I know. They have like shit. Oh, fuck. It's just such a great
game.
You're not
just doing Skelly Boy quests.
They're not getting the Skelly Boys, right. I mean, you can still do the Skelly Boys, don't get me wrong. But like now they have it where like you have to use your telescope to like fucking look at like constellations to find which island you actually need to go to. And then you have to like piece it all together. It's a great game. Anybody who has an Xbox, even a PC, it's actually on PC now too.
It's on Game Pass too.
Dude, Game Pass, great. It's just a great deal. If you have an Xbox or a PC, buy Game Pass Ultimate. You're not going to be disappointed. You have fucking... You get all of the Halos, which is already, like, fucking beautiful there. And you get Sea of Thieves and a bunch of... Anything else that's first party. So, all of Gears of War as well. You get that all through Game Pass. So, do it. Trust me. You're not gonna. You're not.
It's
gonna,
a great game. Can they still play the Megalodon thing, or is that kind of like done?
Well, so the Megalodon
event
itself is over, but you still get you can still find all the other Megalodons like throughout the seas.
It's so basically like you're a fucking pirate, and you get like a 4-person crew on a galleon if you want, or you can do 1-person. Or 2-person.
They have a 3. I don't know if you played since they have the 3-person ship.
Yeah, the 3-person ship.
Yeah, the brig.
But you basically just pirate a ship, go around, you have a map, you travel the world, you get treasure, do shit, fight monsters. It's fucking awesome. It's really check cool. it out. Yeah, for sure.
They have the Shores of Plenty. No, not Shores of Plenty. Something about Gold Hoarder or something like that. That's you can cool. get, you know the gold hoarders that have like the gold thing on their face? You can get that now as a curse. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Enough of Sea of Thieves.
I hope someone fucking plays it out there because it's a great game.
It is a great game.
Not fucking play it. It's on the Xbox, right, though?
Yeah, it's only Xbox. Well,
all
Xbox
our fans
and PC.
Like PS4.
Xbox and PC. So if you have a PC, you can play it. Yeah, I mean, the whole reason this all fucking tangent came through is because the PS5 controller, I don't really like
it. It's god awful.
Yeah. Like, it's not really a DualShock anymore, which they did change the name. It's now DualSense or some shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to have, like, some weird touchscreen or something like that again.
So, but, like I was telling you earlier this week, like, I'm not going to shit on the PS4, dude.
No, no, it's
the
not
PS4
bad.
Pro is a dope-ass console.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sleek. It looks fucking awesome. I mean, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters about what it does. But it looks badass. It's, like, sharp and shit in the front.
Like
it looks
the rhombus
sick.
Looking.
The controller is nice as fuck, too. It's a nice, skinny controller. I don't mind it. I prefer the Xbox controller. It fits better. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm more used to it. But the PS4 is an equal.
Yeah,
it just is what you like better.
Yeah.
But this is fucking hideous.
Yeah, I hate this. I can't lie.
But well, then again, the Xbox controller just looks the same.
And that's the thing, is that it looks the same, but they've added some functionality. They actually did change.
But it's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. It's not bad already, because they already, like, changed it from the Xbox 360.
The D-pad is... is that what it's called?
The D-pad, yeah.
I'm just being an idiot.
They changed that, too. The biggest thing that they've changed, I think, is they said that your hand... They actually did change the curves, and they added grips to the triggers now. Like, they've changed it a little bit and tweaked it here and there. As well as, I think it uses USB-C charging, which is just better overall. So it's... I will say the only downside of the Xbox controller is they're like, we're not adding in the rechargeable battery pack, so you still have to buy that.
Mm.
But at the same time... I don't mind that because now if my battery goes bad, I could just switch it out for a new one. Where the DualShock 5, or the DualSense 5, or whatever they're calling that now, still has a built-in battery, but if that battery goes bad, I have to replace the entire controller. So instead of spending $20, or even just using AA's, I have to spend like $60, or depending on how much they charge, possibly $70 or $80 for a new controller.
That is fucked.
That's why I'm saying I think that's fucked. I'd rather be able to switch it out, personally.
All right, guys, you heard it here first. The... Xbox is better than PS4.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they have their own strengths and weaknesses. PS5 has all of the single-player games. Like, if you're looking to play single-player games, you might as well get a PlayStation because it has the best ones. If you're looking to play anything
else... Yeah, they got
else,
God of War, they got Spider-Man.
Last of Us, Uncharted, all of
Uncharted
that shit.
Uncharted and The Last of Us?
The only thing Xbox has going for it right now is basically Gears of War and Halo. And then, I like Sea of Thieves. But besides that, it really doesn't have that much more going for it. But...
Minecraft?
Well, Minecraft and everything.
Is even it though on PS4?
It is. Microsoft owns it, but they're like, we're not going to be dicks, so we're going to give it the PS4 still.
Yeah, well, Sony... I boycott Sony, because Sony is holding my boy Spidey, captive right
well,
now.
Well, that's the thing. If Sony didn't own Spider-Man, I can almost guarantee you that it would have been on the Xbox, too.
Yeah.
So we would have been able to play that game.
Sony's just a bunch of pussies, and they're holding Spider-Man captive.
I know. Because, like...
Think about all the fucking Spider-Man movies and TV shows we have with Tom Holland if it wasn't for fucking Sony.
We could have, like, one of the things that we've been talking about that we really want is basically a Spider-Man movie or a Spider-Man TV series of them mostly in high school. Basically, like, your stereotypical, like,
it's such a great high school, like, Ned, MJ, the fucking crew. It's such a great dynamic.
It's so funny. The teachers are even funny. Usually that's not something you think about in, like, the shows. You're just like, oh, teacher, whatever. But, like, this is, like, the teachers themselves are hilarious. Fuck.
True that.
I'm trying my best, Julius.
My favorite is when he's like, hey, MJ, can you switch with me? Peter's got a perfume. Peter's got a perfume.
That's no joke.
Personal experience. Let's switch up. Let's get everything going. Yeah, we'll switch here. It's not just, like, an easy fucking switch.
He has, like, everybody switching up seats.
Far From Home.
And then he's like,
amazing movie.
He's like, my wife pretended to blip out. Oh, we had a funeral and everything.
Oh, fucking great love him. Movie.
I don't even know his name. I don't even know his name as a teacher.
Trying to be the cool teacher here, but don't do that
anymore. Yeah, no more pictures.
No more pictures in the bathroom.
Stall or urinal. What a great movie.
Great movie. And a great time to hit a segue.
I know. That's true. What is it? What's the next one? You got it.
I'm going to read you a title of an article, and I want to hear what you think.
Gasp.
So I'm reading off the Indie Wire. I don't know what the fuck
I don't think that's
is.
Very legitimate, but read it off anyways.
J.J. Abrams, editor, still feels very strongly about Last Jedi consciously undoing Star Wars.
Oh, like The Force Awakens? Yeah, because he, that totally, that was the thing that really
it's
bothered
literally
me.
Literally what we've been preaching since day one.
Yeah, it's
of
like
this
literally,
podcast.
That's what bothered me the most is that he was like, he obviously had to be paid to tell this. Like, he didn't want to fucking shit on Star Wars. But he was like, yeah, you know, The Last Jedi didn't really mess up anything I was trying to set up. And then now he's like, yeah, basically I fucked up everything I was trying to set up.
Yeah.
Because again, with how they had Rise of Skywalker, everything in the beginning could have been the whole fucking movie.
Oh, it could have been. It could have been.
Fuck, dude. They fucked it so bad. I mean, not really they. It's more of just Rian Johnson.
Like, he clearly wouldn't have destroyed Rey's Luke's light or Anakin's lightsaber, so she would have just kept it. It would have been weird. It is cool how she rebuilt it.
Well, she might have not even kept it, because remember, at the end of the movie, she had a new lightsaber. Maybe he would have done that at the end of the second movie, so in the third movie, she had her own lightsaber.
Well, what I always tell people that watch the movie, and then they're like, well, what the fuck? What the fuck happens now? Well, I'm just like, well, look at it like this. These three movies are like their own thing, okay?
Right, right.
They're not like, these three movies aren't going to build up to the other three movies, in a sense.
It's
like going
to build up to a
completely
prequel. New
well,
thing.
Well, they're kind of like, Rey wasn't going to be Luke like he was at the, in the original trilogy at the, what do you call it?
At the end of it.
Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of Return of the Jedi, where he's like the green lightsaber, the black costume. That's what they wanted to do in Duel of Fates. They wanted to completely resemble that. Well, let's not do that again. She can be like the kind of like learning still throughout all of this. Mm-hmm. Now she gets her yellow lightsaber at the end. Let's see what the fuck happens now with the next three movies.
Right.
Well, I mean, it'll probably be the next three or the prequels or whatever, and then we get her trilogy, which I would absolutely love to see her trilogy have, like, Finn as a Jedi. Maybe he has a Padawan, she has a Padawan, and maybe Finn was her Padawan.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe that horse lady is a Jedi, too.
That's part of the thing, too, because I feel like in the Star Wars fandom as a whole, I feel like is too toxic with the way that they keep, like, judging everything, only because in the first one they're like, this is too much like A New Hope, and they're like, the second one better not be like Empire Strikes Back. Second one is not like Empire Strikes Back basically at all, and then now they're like, this is awful, maybe it should be more like Empire Strikes Back, and you're like, bro. And now this one is really not like Return of the Jedi too much. I will say it has some, you know, I can't think of the word, but fucking,
dude, we rewatched the fucking Rise of Skywalker, and that's a good ass movie.
It's a good movie. It's a great movie. It's just
all they needed was a little less cringy lines, and all they needed was Kylo Ren
somehow. Palpatine returned.
They fly now.
They fly now. Yeah, no, the best. Always in the shadows. Yeah. Although that's just because
dark side magic.
To be fair, that's only because they didn't have any other things to work off. They were just using what they recorded.
Yeah,
it's
not a big deal, dude. Think about all the I remember watching Revenge of the Sith. Like, we were trying to binge watch it before Rise of Skywalker came out. And, like, the cringy-ass, like, cutscenes they use, it looks like they used PowerPoint to fucking
Yeah,
put
the
it
wipe
together.
Away and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, who gives a
it
fuck?
It became, like, a staple of Star Wars, I will say. But, like, it is always, especially with the whole Anakin, a lot of his lines were just like, fuck it, I can't even think of one right now. But like, even in like Attack of the Clones,
sand.
Yeah, he's like, I hate the sand. Of course, it gets everywhere. Like, just some of those are, especially in the first two movies. They're not the first one. Second one's mostly the cringiest. I will say, it has the cringiest lines. They're fucking looking at each other, really raping. He's like, Remember that shit? Oh, God,
yeah.
Awful.
Fuck. You know what I watched this week?
What?
I watched, actually, I watched three videos. Two of them was, like, one, the complete history of Darth Maul, and then the other one was the complete history of Dooku, which Dooku was it's one episode. But the Maul one was, like, really interesting. I liked it a lot because you kind of, because I haven't read all, like, the comics and all the books and stuff, and it tells you about his, like, time with Palpatine and how he was sent out to fucking, like, he would send him out with, like, an axe and be like, go kill this, like, insane monster that is giving everyone in the galaxy issues, and then Maul would make easy work of it. And eventually, Maul would be like, I want to kill the Jedi so bad, because I don't know if you know this, but Palpatine brought Maul to, I think it was Malachor, what's the planet that has in Rebels where they find him?
Yeah, I think it's Malachor. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think it might be Malachor. Yeah. If not, we're complete idiots.
And again, I haven't finished all of Rebels. So.
Yeah. So I think it was Malachor. He brings him there to the exact place where we see him in Rebels. And he has him, like inhale some, like, ashes of one of the dead, like, Sith. And he has, like, a force vision of the Jedi attacking this one Sith. And that's how he fuels his hate for the Jedi. Because he sees the Sith being attacked by these evil Jedi, and he, like, that's kind of how it started for him. He's like, I want to kill the Jedi, I want to avenge us, and his master's like, no, you must wait, because he has, like, this plan, you know?
Right,
like, it's obviously his plan. But he would go behind his back and, like, kill Jedi, like, secretly, or, like, someone would be, like, selling a Jedi. There was this whole weird story where someone had found a Jedi and was, like, selling her on the black market or something, and Maul, like, bought her and killed
obviously
her.
Obviously, it wasn't a very good Jedi. Yeah. Jesus. I've been captured and can't escape.
Yeah,
what are
right.
you fucking
life alert, Master Yoda. But I would definitely watch it. Just look it up on YouTube. It's a 2-part series. It's really cool because, and then you get to see kind of what happened to him later on. And I think he's my favorite story. He has such a great
and you know what the great you know what the story, saddest
the
part of everything is
soul what.
It's not in any of the movies. And that's the biggest thing people pay attention to are the movies. That is the worst part, is that all of it is behind the scenes, so to speak. I mean, for people like us, obviously, we pay attention to that
Dude,
stuff.
I don't give a fuck, though, because, like, my favorite stuff in, like, DC and stuff is in the comics, so I fucking love that
I guess
shit.
That's true, yeah.
So
it's just so much better just to see it live action, most of the time. I can say most of the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I would have really, really liked if they had ended Maul's Rebel, where he just went to go find Kenobi. And they ended it where he was on Tatooine, like, lost. And then they start the Kenobi show. And then later on, and throughout the show, he finds him. And then they do the same thing live action.
That would be really
They
cool.
could literally just reenact it, though. But Ezra's in the scene. I don't know if you know, but Ezra was there.
Oh, is he
there.
Actually in the scene?
Well, Ezra was there. And then he, like, kind of sends Ezra away. He's like, I'll deal with this or something like
that.
Oh,
I don't remember that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, because Maul and Ezra in Rebels kind of have, like, a Force dyad going on.
Oh, really?
Because they kind of did it. I only know what I know from this video, but they opened two holocrons and, like, Kanan interrupted them and it, like, fucked it and fused them together, kind of, so they could kind of speak to each other, which was
interesting.
Kind of cool.
Right. They kind of, like, infused them with the Force, kind of, like, tied them together.
Yeah. But Maul is just such a tragedy and such a great character.
Have you ever heard of the tragedy of Darth Maul?
Formerly Darth.
Not as Maul.
The Shadow.
The Shadow.
That's such a great
The greatest scene. Lines of that show.
Great scene.
Yeah, they for sure need to make a Darth Maul movie and have it, like, either a prequel or a post. I don't really care which one. I think they should.
I don't think they should make a movie.
I think they should. It'd be so cool. Same with Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon needs a movie, I think.
So if they're going to oversaturate the fuck out of us with movies, I'm cool with a Darth Maul movie. It would have to take place before
Or
everything.
Even a TV show. TV show, I'd be fine with.
No, not a TV show. That'd be too much.
You think too much?
If they want to, I don't know. We don't need it. Because if anything, we could just see him where he was with Solo, because we don't know how he went from on top of the criminal organization in Solo all the way down to hiding in Malachor and Rebels.
That's
so
true.
So we don't know what happened there, but that would be kind of interesting. I'm sure we'll figure out why, but, dude, he does so much stuff in Clone Wars. He takes over the entire crime lord. I mean, not crime lord. What do you call it? Like, the crime empire,
like the syndicate.
Pretty much. Yeah, he holds, like, the Hutts hostage and, like, tells him, like, you gotta fucking work with me, bro. Like, he is so cool, and then Palpatine just fucks him over, which is shitty.
Right, because also in season 7 of Clone Wars, he's still technically, like, the leader of Mandalore
now,
right?
Well, what motherfuckers don't know is he gets his ass beat by Palpatine, right?
Well, yeah, he gets fucked.
Well, his loyalists from Mandalore come and break him out immediately in the comic books, because, of course, no one fucking reads that.
Yeah.
They break him out, and then he goes back. He does a whole bunch of shit. He goes back to, what is his homeworld called? Dathomir?
Dathomir, yeah.
He goes back to Dathomir. His mother does all this shit, and he actually successfully captures Dooku and Grievous. Or no, Dooku... I think it might have just been Dooku.
It might have just been Dooku. Yeah, I don't remember. Because I remember we talked
about this. I've never read about this, but he captures Dooku, which I thought was kind of cool. And. Or, no. Maul defeats Grievous in battle and makes him, like, shut all the droids off or something. Hmm. Which makes, like, Maul win and they capture Dooku, whatever. But then Grievous kills Mulder, Talzin. And
is that what they're doing with the. Or did that already happen before Clone Wars Season 7 is happening? Because I swear they're going to reenact that kind of...
Not this specifically.
So
Maul would leave then at the... Grievous kills Mother Talzin. There's a whole thing that goes down. And then Maul has to leave. And then... which actually was a really cool battle because Dooku and Maul actually have to team up at a point because the Jedi come. So it's Maul with just the Darksaber and then Dooku with his amazing lights. It's such a fucking beautiful.
I think dual-wielding Maul is so cool. I mean, well, I really like just had the Darksaber in this. So I know, but like, I'm thinking of like the end of, not the end of, but the Clone Wars battle with Palpatine and Maul.
I agree.
I feel like that's really cool. Just him like Darksaber and fucking red lightsaber just fucking dual-wielding. I feel like it's so cool.
But basically he escaped that. And then he went back to, like, ruling Mandalore, like, under the shadow, so he had someone, like, put in place to rule it. So that kind of leads into this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So then it leads to the Siege of Mandalore because, well, the whole thing was when they found out that Maul was actually alive, they tried to say, that the Jedi and Palpatine tried to say that Maul was the Sith Lord, that he was the master and Dooku was the Padawan. So they're like, if we kill Maul, that's the fucking end. Master. And Dooku, like, we thought we... Because when they killed Maul, they're like, do we kill the Master or the Padawan? Because the rule of two.
Right.
So they're like, oh, we killed the Master. Dooku's the fucking Padawan or whatever. But I guess it wouldn't make sense because Dooku was still in the Jedi Order at the time.
Right,
right. Which I watched Dooku's video, and it's the coolest video, but I just fucking talked the shit out of
it. Sorry, it's all right. I'm enjoying it. I'm sure everybody else is enjoying it as well.
Fuck. Dude, fuck Kathleen Kennedy. I'm pretty sure that bitch is fired. According to really Mike Zero on YouTube.
The other Mike.
He says that bitch is fired, and he says that Kathleen Kennedy's High Republic was shit. Fuck.
I really hope that... Don't get me wrong.
Good
like,
news, George Lucas is supposed to fix it.
He's gonna be good like, news or is that bad
He's going to be like...
Jar Jar Binks everywhere.
He's going to be like...
Whole race. His Gungans are coming back. The Gungans are the new Jedis.
The Gungan Jedi race.
Be done with him.
Yeah, for real, though. Fuck.
That'd be... I mean...
I hope she doesn't fuck up Mando.
Yeah, dude, she was supposed to come in and be like, I want them to fix everything that's wrong with Rise of Skywalker. I want him to find Yoda's home and find Palpatine in the fucking journey. And I'm like, please don't.
Oh, no. You know what would be perfect, though?
What?
If they made a TV show, like I was saying, with the Rey and shit, they made that a TV show.
That'd be cool.
And then they could have the next trilogy where she's older with, like, a whole bunch of new Jedi and stuff. So it's not really like the Skywalker trilogy, but she trained
them. And
Baby
Yoda's there. He's like, yo, what's up?
Yo, that would be sick.
That would be really cool.
I'm really curious to see what the deal is with Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I'm actually really... Jon Favreau is doing amazing with Mandalorian. That's why he was like... he supposedly, this is rumored. I mean, I don't 100% know. But supposedly, that's what Kathleen... She was like, yeah, I want to tie it in with Rise of Skywalker. Jon Favreau went to Bob Iger, or the CEO at the time. Now it's technically different. And he's like, please don't let her do this. He's like, please keep her far away from the Mandalorian. And he agreed. So thankfully,
hopefully
it stays that way.
But what the fuck she's on. I'm excited for that. Honestly, I think the High Republic has a lot on stake. Or is that the fucking phrase?
Not really, no.
A lot on the line.
Yeah, a lot on the line. A lot at stake. If you took out on stake, you'd be good.
Dude, I like steak, man. What can I say?
Dude, I want some steak right now. Dude, this quarantine is awful. I want to go to Tony's, the greatest breakfast restaurant.
Bro.
Oh, God. God, getting some Al Pastor tacos.
Chick-fil-A deluxe, chicken deluxe, spicy chicken
deluxe. I mean, technically we can still order all this, but like technically shouldn't.
Dude, we should have gotten fucking B-dubs.
Oh, future, $10
next episode. Okay, we're going to get B-dubs next
episode. Well, it's also Easter, so like we thought we were going to have like corned beef.
Yeah, we were supposed to record yesterday, and we're going to start uploading Sunday at 12 p.m.
Yeah, it's just yesterday after work, I was dead. I don't know what happened to me, but I just like was dying.
Yeah, it's all right though.
Everybody has those days.
Yeah, he's just a little beta bitch.
Damn. Sorry, I'm not alpha enough for you.
It'd be like that, bro.
But, fuck, we were going to say something, and I totally lost track of it. We were just talking about
something. Oh, I was talking about the High Republic has a lot on stake.
Oh, yeah, it has a lot on the line for sure.
It does, because if it's completely stupid, it just fucks.
Yeah, because Old Republic itself was already pretty good. So, like, High Republic, if it isn't at least close to it, you fucked up the entirety of it.
They literally need to make it where the rule of... Is the rule of two a thing by then? I think it is.
Well, it doesn't really matter at this point. They're the ones making the canon. So, it could be or it couldn't be.
It shouldn't. They should just do it where, like, it's Sith versus Jedi.
Because, I mean, it's 200 years before...
And if they don't show Yoda in his prime, like we were saying, I'm going
to be... I was going to say, Yoda has to be alive. Like, there's no way he's dead. Yeah.
He has to be a Jedi, too. He's like,
not there.
He has to be. Dude, did you see the photo I uploaded on the Instagram?
And I forgot. Oh, yeah, that thing. That was really cool. Oh,
I know, Dooku with his blue lightsaber.
I think his should be green. No, it shouldn't be green.
I know, I want it to be green, but I feel like it's weird if his master is Yoda. Yeah. And then his Padawan's Qui-Gon, so I'd be like the green trio. Yeah, the
green team.
Green team. Hey. That's a good one. But actually... What was kind of cool is he had an original lightsaber and he saw that design and then he destroyed his first one and made that one.
That's pretty cool.
A little fun fact of the day.
No, it's because he's a duelist. And he's like, yeah, that's right. I'm here to duel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's still technically in canon, though. The curved hilts are for duelists. That used to be.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
What the fuck is the deal with that new game be coming out? Like the Switch and stuff? That like Luke Skywalker's Jedi like Academy or some shit?
Oh, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy? That thing's old as shit.
So why are they bringing that back?
I don't know. They might be trying to make something close to it. Because a lot of times they'll do that. Like they'll reboot. Like if they're planning rebooting something, they'll put out the old version just to see if it still gets traction, if people still play it. And then they'll be like, oh, people still like this. Let's go ahead and make it. So that's a lot of times.
Totally play a game like that. I'm just ready for Fallen Order 2, which I haven't even played Fallen Order 1, but I've watched like all the cutscenes.
We need to play Fallen Order 1. Maybe that'll be our first gameplay.
We haven't even talked about that mess.
Yeah, we'll save that for the end, maybe. But
this week.
Yeah, this week
we did talk about Pokemon last episode. And we're like, maybe we'll do gameplay of Sword and Shield. I just flung my hat across.
Let him grab his hat real quick. But yeah, we were like, oh, let's play gameplay of Sword and Shield. It was awful. Spoiler alert. Sorry. It wasn't actually that bad, but like, it was just issue with Pokemon is that there's no talking.
No, so I'm you tell have you, to talk. No, all I'll the tell time. You the issue. The first episode was good. Okay, that was decent. We recorded a fantastic second episode. 15 minutes in. His storage on his computer ran out, so we had to re-record it and, like, fake it, and it just wasn't the same. From that point on, it was awful. It was so we recorded four episodes, so we just decided we're not going to upload that. I mean, if you guys
really want to, you know what? We'll put up a poll. Should put up a poll. No? You don't think so? No. I feel like we should put up a poll.
No, because people want to see it, and they're just going to see it's shit. Like, if you really want to see something, we also recorded two episodes of Arkham Asylum gameplay, which I thought was good. We just didn't, I don't think we really talked as much.
Well, it's because we're trying to pay attention. Well, at least I am, because I'm the
one who hasn't played it before. It's a really great fucking story. It's an all-time great Batman story. And it's a decent gameplay. So if you guys comment, if we get like one comment saying you want the Batman ones, we'll put that out and we'll keep doing it. But the Pokemon ones are going to take a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, if you guys comment a lot.
Donate a dollar to Patreon and we're going to put that out. If you donate anything to Patreon, we do a face reveal.
And $1 face reveal.
No.
$5
Pokemon. Any amount of money, face reveal. I already put this out there.
Okay, fine. Even if you donate a cent. But it's not
like
a
permanent face reveal. We're just going to post it on the Instagram story, so it will be gone within like 2 hours or something. I'm going to delete it quick.
I like it. I'll have to put on my Sunday best.
Fuck yeah.
And with that, ad break.
Oh, damn. We got some ad break.
We are breaking the ads.
All right, so.
We're going to have to record that because that's a fucking awful ad.
See in a bit, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Ad break. And we're back.
We're back.
Please put back on your shirt, Jesus Christ.
I'll put my shirt back on. It's a wild Easter night, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, Easter's going to be closed. Easter's closed. Easter's going to be ending in fucking like 43 minutes, so.
Dude, we were just talking about how shitty and of a fucking holiday Easter is.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're isn't religious, cool I guess I understand. Well, it's supposed to be a religious thing, too.
Dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. Holidays are just an excuse for people to be lazy. They're an excuse for people to eat sweets. Excuse for people to not do their shit. It's a bunch of bullshit.
And to spoil your kids, just give them
yeah, just fucking spend money that you don't need to spend. It's yeah. like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Yeah.
I see some people actually treating Easter like it's Christmas. Like, bro, people really give people,
dude,
like,
I remember going games to school with kids, and they'd be like, yeah, dude, I call it Nintendo 3DS for Easter. And I got, like, a comic book, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, what the hell?
Oh, my comic book was cherished more than that fucking 3DS, oh, yeah. That fucking greedy bitch.
Fuck you, Jeremy, in fifth
got
grade.
A I got a Venom comic book for Easter one day. It was the best thing. And the best thing about being a kid and getting comic books is you read that comic book over and over again. You just look at it like it's your love. It's,
yeah, it's that's true. I've actually never bought a comic book. I think I need to do that.
See, I don't have a comic. I don't have a comic stop. And I'm going to establish that. Once I move into the city, I'm going to get a comic spot.
But they got Chimera Comics nearby. Are they still even open?
Like, they're open, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Because I'm going to move, and then I'm not going to go there anymore. So I'm going to go there. I want to know the fucking owners and be like, yo!
Yo, Jeremiah. What's up, bro?
Bro, did I ever tell you the story of one time I was trying to buy some HeroClix? And I think I had enough money. I'm pretty sure I had enough, but I was counting out all the change because I was trying to pay with, like, I had dollars, but I was trying to pay the rest with my, like, quarters and
right,
stuff.
Right, because you're a kid and you're like, this is all I have.
I literally would say, dude, I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at saving money. I feel like I'm not, but as a
kid.
Yeah,
me too. Buys MacBook.
Bro, like, as a kid, I would literally save my money. I saved up, like, $70-some to buy a Lego set or some shit as a kid. Shit. I would just save my money for years and then buy the thing I wanted. But I went to go buy this thing, and then this guy behind me, this, like, older dude, he was an older black gentleman, and he's like, I got you. I was like, what? And he just, like, bought his, like, he was, like, on lunch. He was, like, dressed mm-hmm. up nice. Like, he looked like he worked at, like, an office. Mm-hmm. It's, like, an older dude bought his comic and was like, yeah, I got you. I'll buy it for you. And I was like, oh.
He bought you a HeroClix?
It was, like, a $40 set. And oh, I was like, shit. That was the, like, nicest thing ever. So now one day, I will go into a comic book store. And it's going to happen to me.
Can I know pay it forward?
It's not going to be some bullshit comic I'm going to buy for someone. It's going to be someone trying to buy, like, an action figure or something. I'm going to be like,
I got you, homie.
Little homie, I got you.
Little homie,
it's like a $400 collector's edition. Like,
fuck. Well, you remember that? I don't know if you ever heard about that in the news. It was a while back where people were paying it forward in, like, McDonald's drive-thrus.
Oh, no.
And there'd be that one jackass who'd buy, like, 30
and then
fucking
not
hamburgers.
Buy it back.
Yeah, and, like, the person in front of them was like, yeah, they paid it forward. Do you want to pay the person behind them? They're like, no, thank you. You're like, yeah, well, fuck you, you jackass.
What a fucking horrible
human. I know, right? Like, if somebody literally buys you 30 hamburgers, you might as well buy the person behind you maybe, like, a fucking McFlurry or some shit.
What a fucking cheap pussy.
Yeah. Especially since you're already buying, like, 30 hamburgers. Like, you might as
you're
well.
You're getting 30 hamburgers for free, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's people human beings, shit. Man. Human fuck beings. People. They take control of
but there are some situations. Great human beings, like the man that created Rick and Morty and Solar Opposites.
Dude, Justin Roiland. Well, also Dan Harmon was also the co-creator.
I'm not sure who actually created Solar Opposites.
Justin Roiland was one of the ones who helped.
Okay.
Dan Harmon was the one who... Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland both work in Rick and Morty. I believe Justin Roiland is basically like the creator of Solar Opposites.
If you love Rick and Morty and you know nothing about Solar Opposites, Solar Opposites is basically a show, same animation style as Rick and Morty. Same, Rick is literally voicing one of the main characters. It's about
and
like some...
I'm pretty sure, I don't know if Jerry's in it, but they have somebody named Terry, so I feel like that's going to be the Jerry
might,
of the show.
Yeah, you know? But yeah. It's basically about these fucking aliens that are trying to cope in like normal suburban life, and it looks amazing. It comes out like May 8th, May 9th on Hulu. You can binge that shit. Dude, it's basically more Rick and Morty content. That's the best fucking show on the planet. It's so good.
And if you're having issues trying to envision that, think of American Dad, but if it was Rick and Morty. That's basically what I can think of.
It's so good.
It's so good. I'm really excited. Just look up
the trailer right now. Stop this podcast. Actually, finish this podcast. Leave a like, subscribe, donate to our Patreon, and then hit up. Solar Opposites trailer
looks
so we don't funny. Have noses, like, dude, I'm
we,
so
wait, we can't park on this side of the street, there's street cleaning and fucking destroyed. I love destroyed.
The baby like smashing the seagull.
Yeah,
dude, God, I am looks so great.
I'm so hyped. I'm so ready
I'm
for that.
So hyped for that. And you haven't even finished Rick and Morty.
I haven't. There's that last
and
episode,
and then the last five watch. The next five episodes are coming out too.
Really? Do you know when?
I'm not sure.
Fuck, that's the only thing that I'm kind of like upset about with season four now. Mm-hmm. Is that they broke it up, so I'm like, fuck.
Well, okay, so these for the first five episodes, like, I mean, I guess it's kind of a spoiler for you, but, like, nothing happens that, like, messes with the story of the...
Right, which
it's
is
just,
why...
like, five random episodes, but I'm hoping these next five, at least, like, two of them...
Continue it or something.
Like, have, like, Evil Morty in it or something, because right. We haven't seen him in a while, and left up
well,
in
thing
a really
is,
cool
now they have
Citadel.
70 episodes. Yeah. So now I don't know if they're just going to be random episodes where it's just, like, fucking random shit. And then they're going to continue it, or if it's just going to be like...
Dude, know. I'm telling you. Those guys have great fucking humor. They, oh, yeah. It's like... Rick and Morty is my favorite TV show of all time. I guarantee you, Solar Opposites is going to be a close second.
Oh,
that
yeah,
show
I almost guarantee
looks
you.
Fucking amazing.
If they do not have a crossover eventually, I'm going to be extremely upset.
You know, Cleveland Show and like American Dad right. And Family Guy. Like, I don't know why I listed Cleveland Show first, but yeah, them three are like mixed.
Wait, is American Dad mixed with Cleveland Show?
Yeah, because there was a scene where there was, like, big storms in all three of the three episodes for them. And at the end, they all fucking, like, their houses all plopped right next to each other. And they walked up and pulled up guns on each other. Like, I don't really remember what they said, but look it up on YouTube. It's a good scene.
Oh, we'll do.
Yeah, so Stan, Peter, and Cleveland are all in the same scene.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. That's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe in its own.
Dude, it's like Endgame equivalent. And then The Simpsons is the same universe, too, right? Because Family Guy,
I guess. Technically, I think so, because they did, like, a crossover of those two.
Dude, oh, my God. Solar Opposites
same with
Rick and Morty.
Actually, I don't know about Futurama. Futurama was a great show. I don't know if you ever watched it, dude. Great show.
I've watched it and never really liked it.
Oh, really? Dude, Futurama was great.
I didn't like the chick with the three tits. Did she have three tits? Who was the chick with the eye in the head? Maybe that's what
oh,
I'm
the one with the eye in the head? Yeah, the like every human being has fucking eyes in a head, motherfucker.
One eye, motherfucker.
Oh, Leela. She only has, yeah, she has two.
Oh, okay. So I was seeing the abnormal thing in the one eye.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, though, with Tom Cruise and the three tit lady?
No, I don't think you're thinking Tom Cruise. I think you're thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it was Tom Cruise.
No, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about then.
I'm going to have to ask.
I'm thinking of Total Recall. Total Recall has Arnold Schwarzenegger, and there's, like, a three-boob lady.
It wasn't Arnold. It was something.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking Total Recall, because she has, like, three boobs in that one. Or there's, like, one lady. And then they also have this guy named Quato. He's, like, in the fucking stomach of some dude. He's like, open your mind.
Oh, my
God. We need to watch that movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's fucking weird, but it's great.
Fuck. You know, we should talk about...
What?
Some movies.
Oh, shit.
Movie review segment. Should I go first or shall you?
Or shall you?
Shall you?
Oh, you go first.
Oh, I should go first?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, y'all. Movie segment. And a little disclosure on our Culture Corner. We'll be talking about it next week. Don't worry.
Oh, for sure.
And also another announcement for all y'all homies. We're doing a top five next week as well, so it's going to be a jam-packed episode.
Oh, shit.
We got top five, and we got Culture Corner and our movie segment next week. We're going to be doing the top five Marvel movies. Marvel, it's only the Marvel movies that are in the MCU, right?
What do you mean? Like, oh, you're talking about like the old Spider-Man
shit?
We're
not going to add those in.
Just the MCU movies. Yeah, okay. Top five MCU movies.
And then we're going to be talking about Culture Corner. We will be watching more of Dragon Ball and Batman the Animated Series and chatting about it.
Yeah, we've been kind of slacking on that. Can't lie about that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to see what goes on with King Kai and Goku.
I'm so excited. Dude, it's so cool just to watch it with new people because for me, it's something I've seen so many times.
I like it a lot. I can't lie. I think it's really cool. I'm not just saying it for this podcast or just like to please you. if I had it in my possession, I didn't have to watch it with you, I would be already finished with like this
Dragon Ball Kai thing. Very nice.
Yeah, it would be my priority to watch.
I like
it. The only thing the one reason why it's kind of like, because we have to stop people, like Bella's trying to watch it or whatever, and like, right. It's just me and you are only ones watching it, that's why I'm kind of like, fuck.
Right.
I would watch it so much more if I could. But movie segment of the week, homie.
Oh, yeah.
What's so this movie, week, homie? I watch a bunch of movies, but this week probably the best movie I watched was Creed 2.
Oh, I just want to say that we also just finished watching Code 8.
Which you reviewed in a further, I think it was episode...
one before the last 8? One, I think.
I think it was episode 8. No, it was a while ago, dude.
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like our second movie review, maybe.
Next thing I'm going to have you watch is John Wick. I actually have all three of them, so...
Code 8 was a good movie, but that's not what I'm reviewing.
I know.
I'm reviewing Creed 2.
Great movie. Holy shit.
Great movie. Creed 2 is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's honestly hard to rank against the other Rocky movies.
I actually haven't seen all the other ones, so I can't really rank it towards those.
Which is disgusting, so I have to show you.
I'm sorry, Jesus Christ. But I think the only one I remember is the Russian, that if he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
And then Creed 1 and Creed 2. I think those are the only three that I remember. And Rocky versus Apollo Creed, which I think was the first one.
So I'd probably say the best Rockies are 1 and 2 are obviously the best because like they're like kind of the same.
It is Apollo Creed 1, and then the next one is
that Apollo Creed? He ties Apollo Creed and then he fights Apollo Creed and beats him.
Oh shit. Okay.
Apollo Creed's like, oh, we tied, you want to fight me again so I could beat you?
I think I might have only seen the second one then. Second and then the Russian one.
I'm sure you've seen the first one.
Probably. I'm probably just mixing them.
And then I would say Creed 2 is amazing, and then the fourth Rocky. Those are the best.
Is fourth one Russian one?
Yeah.
What's the third one then?
So the third one is where he fights this guy. It was actually, what's his name? Mr. T. He fights Mr. T.
Who's an
actor. He's just being an actor. He's like, I forget the name of his character. But he loses to him and he loses his belt. And I don't know if this happens before or after, but Mickey, his trainer, dies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this for you.
I mean, it's an old movie, so I would hope if people cared about it, they would have already watched it.
True.
Although, like me, I don't know.
So his trainer dies and then he's out of a trainer. He lost a championship. So he actually goes to California and trains with Apollo Creed, and they train him.
Mm.
For the fight, he fights him again and beats him, wins his belt back. And then the fourth movie happens, and Rocky was supposed to fight this crazy Russian motherfucker, and then he has to pull out. I don't really remember why.
Mm.
And then Apollo has to fight him, and Apollo dies in the ring.
Yeah, I remember that one. If he dies.
And then Rocky goes to Siberia, works out like a fucking madman, and beats the fuck out of that Russian.
Nice. America!
So Creed 2 starts off, and it's... Oh, my God. Creed 2 starts off, and Creed... I think his name is Adonis Creed.
Yeah, Adonis Creed.
Adonis Creed is the son of Apollo Creed. And he basically starts off, he wins the belt. He wins the heavyweight belt in the beginning, so he's the champ. And then all of a sudden, this motherfucker, Drago's son, the man who killed his father's son, is challenging him to a boxing match. And like all this shit happens. Basically, he accepts it. They fight. He gets a shit beat out of him. But Drago hits him illegally and gets disqualified, so Creed wins by like record because he hits him while he's down. That's not allowed.
Shit, I remember that.
Beat to a pulp, and then Creed's technically still the champ, and
but it's like a hollow victory kind of thing.
Yeah, and he's healing while he's healing. Drago fights again, beats the fuck out of that guy, so it's like either Creed has to vacate the belt or fight him again. And there's so much that goes on. Like, he has a baby, all this relationship with Rocky, and how Rocky now has lost everyone, and he has all this regret going on in his life, how he hasn't done anything. And even Adonis talks about that and makes Rocky kind of, like, sad because Rocky didn't want him to take the fight in the first place because he knows how crazy them are. He's like... The Russian broke things in me that have never been broken before. That have never healed, excuse me.
Right, I remember that.
It is a fantastic movie, but there's so many little... I don't want to go into detail of all the different relationships and all the different like things they go over, but it is fantastic from Drago and Rocky himself seeing each other for the first time again, from... Adonis and his wife and their child, then Rocky and Adonis, and then Adonis and Drago, the guy that killed his father, and then Adonis and his the son of his father's trainer. There's so many different relationships that go on in this movie, and it's so cool. And Adonis is like, fuck it, I'm gonna fight, because the whole thing was like he had no purpose to fight, as the other motherfucker had a purpose to fight because everything was taken from him. Drago. Basically, Drago, when he lost in the fourth movie, he, like, all, Russia disowned him. His wife left him and bullshit. Wife, right? So he didn't have, Adonis had no reason to fight, and his child was born. He found his reason, and then similar to Rocky in the fourth movie, he went to go fight in, like, a new area to reshape himself. He went to fight in the desert as Rocky went to go fight in the...
Siberia or whatever.
Siberia, which is, like, snow and shit. Right. So in the extreme cold.
Right, because he went into, like, the extreme hot, and, like, he was doing all this, like, unnatural... Not like, unnatural, yeah, fighting but, like... fighting these, like,
brawlers that are, like, crazy good, too.
Yeah, and he was, like, fighting, like, these weird-ass, like, street fighters and, like... he was, like, flipping tires and shit, right? If I remember... I haven't seen it in a long time. You watched it, obviously, sooner than me, but...
It's on Hulu, so if you have Hulu, fucking watch this shit.
Oh, is it on Hulu? I'm gonna watch that.
It's such... It's better than the first one, for sure. But then he eventually comes to fight night. He fights a motherfucker. He digs deep, and it is such a great fucking scene. He beats his ass. And what is so great is, at the end, the Russian Drago's son's mother, who is also Drago's, like, ex-lover, was watching the fight with, like, her new husband, like, the leader of Russia or something. Right, they leave the fight while he's losing. They're like, fuck him, just like they did to
Drago
way back when Rocky beat him.
Right.
And Drago sees that, and he's like, fuck. And he's like, I'm not going to let what happened to me happen to my son. He throws the towel in, and he comes up to him and tells him it's okay. And at the end of the movie... He sees in the beginning of the movie, like, he was driving a car while he was running and training. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, they're running together now. Like, he's like, kind of, it doesn't matter if you
were. Right. Now they're like, more of like a father son bond going
together. Yeah, like how it should be.
That is a great movie. Now you're talking about it, it reminds me that fight was probably one of the best fights I've ever seen in any movie.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, out of Endgame, out of anything, dude, the best scene I've ever seen, cinematic history, was at the end of that. Creed 1. He came over all this defeat, and then it shows a scene. Wide angle. Rocky sitting there with the jacket on that says Creed. He used to be his enemy. Now he's training his son.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there with the classic hat on. Shows his back. No one's around him. Everyone's celebrating the ring. He's sitting there all alone. And it is so sad. Because he's all alone now, Rocky. And it's just fucked. It is such a good, like, image. Like, I would make that my laptop screensaver.
Right.
But what I loved it at the end, and I know this has been a long review, but... I loved at the end how throughout the movie he was talking about how he's like, I can't even talk to my son. I don't even know my grandson. Well, at the end, he knocks on the door and says, like, hey, what's up? And then hangs out with them. He hugs his son, and he has a ball that he plays with his grandson. Is that a ball? He's like, yeah, you want to play catch? And they, like, play catch now.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's ending. It needs to be done. They don't need to make any more movies. Yeah, right. It's like, they overdid it with Rocky 6 or Rocky Balboa, because it was Rocky 1 through 5, then the Rocky Balboa movie, and the Rocky Balboa movie was not needed. That's where Son was introduced. Son was introduced, like, in the third movie as a baby, mm-hmm. but he was older in the sixth movie.
Isn't it,
He's an old-ass motherfucker, and he fights this younger guy, and he loses, but he goes the distance, and you're like, wow, this old motherfucker went the distance with me.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It's whatever.
But, I don't know. Obviously, I haven't seen them, so I can't
really You gotta watch them, dude. One day we'll fucking binge them, but... Yeah. Culture Corner? What'd you watch, bro? Let's hear about you. I've been yapping my cock off over here. Need some jellies while you're fucking...
You know, I was kind of conflicted. I was like, what do I want to review?
It's
like,
oh, yeah.
I have either a choice of a TV series or a movie. You know, technically we're a movie review segment here. But I'm thinking I'm going with a TV series.
Do it. It's our fucking podcast. We make the rules, bitch.
We make the rules. Hey, CBS. We're changing it now that...
Hey, CBS. We're doing this shit. Deal with it. And guess what? You're only taking 10%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anchor? Yeah. You're only making... I'm just kidding. Please don't kick us off, Anchor. The show I'm going to review, Daredevil.
Oh, great wow.
Show. It's old. Trust me. It's older. It's definitely older. I'm only reviewing season one. It's
not that old, dude.
You know, I thought that as well, but I'm pretty sure it's back from, like, 2013. Or, like, 2014. Like, it's fucking old, dude. Look it up. Go ahead, look it up. But I'm like, almost 90% sure it's from 2014. If it's not, then I'll fucking change my mind or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'll stand corrected. But anyways, I'm reviewing season one only because that's what we watched. Bella and I, we're like, fuck it. We're going to start watching the Marvel TV series. What's it from? I see that. It's reaction.
It's 5 years old.
2015?
It turned 5 2 days ago.
Oh shit, so it's from 2015?
Can we get a fucking happy birthday fucking Daredevil
Post? Oh yeah, post snap,
Keith, where you at, bruh? Did Keith leave?
Keith is gone, sorry.
Keith went home, right? He had to go aid to his autistic mother.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Jacqueline needs a lot of help.
I love Jacqueline, great lady.
She's a wonderful woman. But Daredevil itself, so as a series, so I'm going to try to do it more like a movie
review.
What
are we doing with that? Did you watch the entire show?
Only season one. So I'm going to do one season. So season one is great.
I like this. We could add in TV shows. That's a cool thing.
It's no longer movie review. It's not review.
Tiger King. Maybe I'll talk about that and jump on.
Oh, shit. There you go. I actually have not watched Tiger King at all. I heard it's just fucking weird.
It's fucking weird, Bob.
Is it? First of all, I didn't hear a letter from you, motherfucker. Where's your letter grade for Creed?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. You're fired. Keith!
Sorry, Keith.
We have Keith David. Davids? I don't remember his name. That was the guy that plays the voice of the president in Rick and Morty.
So I'm sad to inform you my phone has just died before my eyes. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving it an A, but I would love for you to read what that means.
Outstanding. Any flaws are easily overlooked.
Yeah.
Shit, okay.
I want to give it an A+, but like, I don't know, man. I've never found that perfect movie yet besides like The Dark Knight.
Although it says one of the very best of its genre. So of that movie's genre, do you think it's the best?
Very best.
Very first. You think it's the best?
Yeah, I give it an A.
So
I highly recommend it.
A+ says one of the very best of its genre.
That's what A+ says?
Mm-hmm.
What does A say?
A says outstanding, any flaws are easily overlooked. A+ is one of the very best of its genre, a seminal film worth seeing again and again.
It's an A.
A? Okay. I just want to make sure. Giving you all the facts, laying them out.
If you have Hulu, fucking watch it. If you don't have Hulu, get like the 3-month free trial.
And then watch it and then cancel it.
Yeah. Or just get Disney Plus. Really install it, get the free trial, then go into your Apple Play Store settings or your subscriptions. Cancel that shit. Easy money. You got a free Hulu subscription, then just watch whatever the fuck you want. Watch Rick and Morty.
And you can use different emails, so if you want
to
continue it.
Wait a little bit till the end of April so you can watch Solar Opposites with us.
Oh, that's true. Is it end of April or is it May?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's like a month or something, so if they get the end of April, they'll have it when Solar Opposites comes out.
Right. But anyways, Daredevil, season one. It's great. I think it's great, at least. So it's something that I haven't really gotten into the DC TV shows, but Bella has. And
trash.
Yeah, she says comparatively, the Marvel ones so far are a lot better. She's only seen season one of Daredevil and episode one of Jessica Jones. Sorry, two episodes of Jessica Jones. And so far, she thinks are better than basically the entirety of the DC TV shows.
Well, Arrow was really good, and The Flash is decent. That's all
I heard. Arrow's really good in the beginning, and this kind of gets meh towards the end. That's what I've heard, at least. Again, I haven't watched them, so I can't really say anything. But
well, who knows how the fuck these shows would have
gone. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, who knows what they're going to be like at the end. And they might have even gotten worse or better as they go on. Who knows? But either way, Daredevil, great TV series. It's so, I don't know if any of you know about Daredevil. Basically, he starts off, he's a young kid. His father is a boxer. So,
oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, his father's a boxer called Battling Jack Murdock.
Yeah, I've seen the Ben Affleck
movie. Oh, yeah. Although in the Ben Affleck one, they named him, like, the Devil Murdock or some shit.
Maybe.
And I think that's, like, Battling, or no, it was, like, Jack the Devil Murdock or some shit instead of Battling Jack. But basically, his whole origin is, this is literally in the first episode, so if you say spoilers, you're literally going to see it within the first 10 minutes. His whole origin was, as a kid, he was trying to save this, like, old man from getting ran over by this truck. So he, like, pushes him out of the way, and the truck, like, crashes, and radioactive, like, fucking shit gets on his eyes. Okay, and shit. So
the classic origin.
Yeah, so the radioactive, like, waste goes onto his eyes, and it, like, burns his eyes away, basically, and he's like, I can't see.
That's shitty.
And the show is actually really, like, not heart-wrenching, but it was like, you're like, fuck, because the kid acts pretty good. He's like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, Matthew, it's me, and he's like, I can't see, and you're like, oh, shit. But because of that, he just gets heightened senses everywhere else. Like, more so than, like, as a human, supposedly when you're blind, you know, you get heightened, like, hearing and everything because you get used to that kind of thing. But because of, I'm assuming it's radioactive material, like the OG origin stories, it heightens it even more because he
can... That motherfucker got fired.
Yeah. Right. He basically, he says he could still technically see in a way, it's just in a different way. He says with all of the senses and everything that he sees, I know it's not 100% accurate to the comics, but he basically says he sees a world on fire, and it shows, like, what he technically sees.
So, like, does it show what he sees in this?
Right, it does. It shows eventually what he says. So, does it show it,
like, blue and, like, sonar-y? Like,
it's not like that. He says more like a world on fire, so it's, like, more orangey, and, like, things are, like, radiating off of objects. I remember it was
blue, like, in the other
Yeah, I don't know if that's more or less accurate to the comics or not.
I don't know. I know I'm not a Marvel guy, but does he sleep in a waterbed still?
No, I don't think so.
Because I remember since he always was listening, in the movie, he, like, slept in, like, a water, like, this, like, enclosed thing with, like, water. So he would lay in with, like, water, like, face deep,
so that the vibrations would be absorbed by it, maybe? He would not hear
shit, I guess. Huh. I mean, he probably would wake up with,
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Shriveled up hands and
feet. Yeah, right? That'd be awful. No, yeah. At least in the show, he does not. I don't know if that's accurate to the comics either. That's something I just haven't, like, looked into Daredevil
comics. Batman will make easy work of Daredevil.
I don't even care anymore. Yeah. Daredevil's still a great hero. I don't care.
I know he is, but Batman would beat
I don't think it's easy work, but I do think he'd...
Damian Wayne would put up a solid fight.
I suppose I can deal with that. The thing is, I'm not as knowledgeable with the DC stuff as you are.
So I'm not that knowledgeable in the Marvel shit. So.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, I don't know. But if, like you said, in the crossovers, Batman beat Captain America, I do think Captain America would probably beat Daredevil. So, I mean, I can't really.
It's a case-by-case argument.
And that's the thing. Yeah, it really is. It really just depends. But anyways, again, it shows his origin, how he got it. It kind of shows the first season is all about how he gets to Daredevil. It's not already like he's Daredevil. In the beginning, he's the man in the mask, and he has like
of course.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the man in the mask. He's like it's kind of like a lot of the Batman stuff throughout the series. It's more of a
Batman Begins kind of.
Yeah.
He kind
of
does.
But he's fighting more of the reason I put it to Batman a lot is because he's fighting like, okay, what do I want to be basically as a hero? Like, should I kill people? He's like, there's this one dude fucking up everybody's life. Yeah. Should I kill him?
Kill him.
We're gonna kill him now.
Kill him now.
But because Kingpin is
not the Jedi way.
Do it. But Kingpin is a villain, so you know he's thinking like, okay, Kingpin's like literally ruining people's life. He's killing people, like having people killed for his own way.
Kingpin,
the fucking absolute unit. You should watch it.
Spider-Verse is probably the strongest, most OP character of all time. Easy. Only second to probably Mystery Electric from Sharkboy and Lava Girl. Dude, if we're giving some rankings, that's probably
and then followed by the Toymaker, obviously.
Okay, that's a very respectable argument. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, he's basically killing everybody. He's because the thing part of the Daredevil character, he's actually a Catholic. That's like a legitimate part of his thing. Mm-hmm. So like, it shows him like in the church talking to the priest, like talking about like in-depth things about God. He's like, do you believe in the devil and all this shit, which is like, as somebody who's not religious, like it's not like it hurt me, but like it was an interesting like conversation to like listen to and everything,
right?
But like his whole thing is like he's like, why did the God put the devil inside of me? That's a big thing with him, is because like he feels like he actually wants to do this, like he actually wants to go out, get hurt, but also like beat the shit out of people who are bad. And he sees that as like the devil inside of him that gets let out every now and then, because he just he doesn't know when to stop. And that's the thing, he's like, I have a feeling one day I'm not gonna know when to stop, and I'm gonna end up killing somebody.
Tell me one thing.
What?
Does he beat the fuck out of Kingpin at the end of the season?
You'll have to watch to find out. No, yeah, he does. He beats the shit out.
Okay, cool. So like, does Bullseye pop up in the first season?
That's not the first season. That's the third season.
Damn. Yeah,
so that's something that I'm not technically supposed to know about, but I already know about it.
What about Elektra?
Elektra, I want to say, comes in second season. That's what I'm saying. This is all before he's Daredevil. Like, literally the last episode is when they're like, oh, he should be. They're like, oh, they're calling him the Daredevil now.
I have to watch an entire season to see him as Daredevil. I'm not watching that shit.
It's literally the 13th episode. He has the new suit. And at the end of it, they're like, oh, they're calling him the Daredevil now instead of the Devil of Hell's Kitchen. But first it was the Man of the Mask and the Devils of Hell's Kitchen. And then now Daredevil.
See, what I would like them to do with this is, now that Disney owns this again,
I know, November, I think, of this year.
They need to bring back Daredevil, Punisher, and then the Defenders. Oh, but I just hit the mic. I hope that didn't fuck with your ears.
Sorry, wait. Before you continue, I just want to say, I'm giving the first season a B+. Very good. Worth going out of your way to see.
Wow. Okay. I'll watch it then. Fuck it. Why not?
Do it.
Okay. Cool. Very cool.
But continue.
I want them to bring back those three shows. I said the Punisher, Daredevil, and the Defenders. Right. So you can continue all their, like, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica James, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Jessica Jones.
All those motherfuckers. But then you keep the key, like, the Punisher and Daredevil are such cool heroes that they need to keep their shows alive. So, and then with Daredevil, is we were talking about how we want Daredevil and Spider-Man. Well, I was thinking, like, okay, so the next Spider-Man, I want to be all about Spider-Man again because I want as much Tom Holland Spider-Man as we can.
I know, before Sony rips them away from us again, those bastards.
So if we could just have another movie with him where, like, Dr. Octopus or Green Goblin are like, I want villain, please.
I think Venom might be coming because supposedly...
No!
Tom Hardy...
No! That movie is so bad!
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Okay, no, we're not going to talk about that because we don't want to manifest that world.
But it's not that bad.
What I'm telling you is that what would be fantastic if we get the Daredevil show again and Tom Holland is like a reoccurring guest on the show.
That would be really cool. Wonderful. See, that's why I want what I want them to do is
Spider-Man
to have,
Daredevil is a beautiful dynamic.
I know. They need to have Matt Murdock be his lawyer in the new one. He doesn't have to be in a movie.
Yeah, he just pops up.
Yeah, just like pops up, be like, I'm your lawyer, and like, you know, kind of helps him through some things, and then put it back to the show where like now they're together.
They're fucking neighbors. He's in Hell's Kitchen. Cool. Fucking.
And then in Queens.
Yeah, Queens, man.
That'd be so cool. They need to do.
Cap
that
is in
sure.
Brooklyn.
Although
I don't think I could.
I don't think I will. Yeah, that's what it is. What I did hear though that I really hope they don't do, not because I hate the character or anything, it's just because like I don't really know too much about her, and I think it'd be cooler with Matt Murdock. They might do She-Hulk as his lawyer because supposedly she's a lawyer, and I really hope they don't do that. I mean, I understand. I understand they're doing a show. He's walking away. He's leaving. He's gone. He's never coming back. It's like, I understand they're doing a show, but fuck, man, they just shouldn't do that.
Why?
It's fucking Planet of the Apes over here.
Why the fuck would they add She-Hulk?
They're making a show, so I'm assuming that's why. Not the hat, not the podcast hat, Frank. No.
It's coming off. Dude.
Is this the end of the episode? Should we end it here?
I'm just not going to go on a rant about She-Hulk. What's the time looking at?
We're looking at 31 to the 32 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
I think this should be it. This should be the ending right here.
Well, I'm glad to have shared this fantastic night with you listeners. I love each and every one of you. Please leave comments. Let us know what you enjoyed, what you hated.
Please, dear God, let us know.
If you hate She-Hulk, I love you, because fuck that bitch.
I don't know enough about her to say anything.
Fuck that bitch. This is Hafpashiv.
And the machine. Bert
Kreischer, great guy. Check us out on Instagram. We just hit 700. Help us reach our goal of 1K. Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Keith. Hafpashiv Podcast on Instagram. We post all our... We're going to be posting our top 5 Marvel movie poll on Instagram story. We post updates, memes, all the good shit, you know? We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We got our first Google Podcast listener. Shout out to Regina.
Hey, Regina. She actually asked us to say ya boys again.
Yeah, so
we brought it back.
You're welcome. And
besides that, also, again...
Patreon.
Well, I was going to say Patreon.
Face Reveal, Hot Cheetos, y'all already know.
And then, again, let us know if you want the gameplay. If you really, really want it. If enough people comment... I'll do it. I'll fucking put it out there. I will edit it and put it out there.
I think we should edit the Batman ones and see how they are.
Cause
I would like to at least use it, because if we fucking bought it...
We were literally there for hours. We might as well fucking use what we used. Yeah. Or what we did.
So, just let us know.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know.
And I hope you guys survive and stay home. Be safe during this time. Make sure to subscribe. Donate to us. Do whatever you need. You know,
you're looking forward to Hot Cheetos. We know it.
Yeah, and honestly, let us know if you want more content of us, because we're like, I do want to release a gameplay a week at least.
Oh, so for
sure. Gotta get that down. We gotta discuss some shit.
Yeah,
for sure. And then if you guys want like a specific Star Wars episode that's maybe like 30 minutes long, or maybe we talk about just Marvel or just something like specific topics.
Yeah, like we'll do an extra episode.
You guys just got to give us some ideas for what you want and we'll make it. So I'm good. Anything else?
No, just in the wise words of our Lord and Savior, Sheev Palpatine.
Do it.
Do it.
See you next episode.
See ya, boy.
And girls.
Excuse me.